David Trainer from New Constructs is here. And of course, they evaluate everything in the securities world. And we're going to be talking about something that's really important there right now that you need to protect yourself for and with. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with David Trainer, the president and founder at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But they're also always looking at everything around stocks, mutual funds, and more. You have to think of it this way. They evaluate securities from the ground level up, the grassroots level up, working through the prospectuses and the documents. But that also means that they're looking at everything that's going on and reading the fine print. Yeah, it's not like, hey, let's read the headlines and make our decisions. It's reading the fine print. That's going to come into play today. But before we get there, a quick reminder. You can find New Constructs online at newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So you can find David Trainer there as well. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Investors who don't seek a fiduciary.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now this is a subject near and dear to my heart because anybody who reads my columns knows I just wrote about how the fiduciary rule is dead. The fiduciary rule was designed to make sure that everybody was going to be able to find a financial advisor who had to put their best interests first, as opposed to working at a suitability standard, like what's suitable. And there's a difference between what's suitable and what's best for an investor. I was saying the fiduciary rule may be dead, but finding a fiduciary, that's still what's important. That's the point you're making here too, right? That fiduciary is not going to go through at this point, but fiduciaries are who you want to employ as your advisors, correct?
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that what the DOL did permanently moved the ball down the field, which is to raise awareness for investors of what kind of advice they may or may not be getting. And a lot of it comes back to the huge conflicts of interest and research that comes from the major sell-side firms or the major wirehouses or the major advisors. There are numerous examples in history, recent and past, where Wall Street's telling you one thing and they're doing something else.
Well, let's go over those examples, because that's the part where, like, I never touched on it in anything I wrote, and that I think a lot of people don't understand that, yes, this is kind of underlying all the discussions of fiduciary. So what would be a good example?
A danger zone pick, a great example of a danger zone pick that is a perfect example is Snapchat, the $25 billion IPO that's now worth, I don't know, $12 billion, and all the Wall Street firms were, yay, 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 this is good, good, good. And it was pretty clear it was not a good investment, but they made a lot of money on the fees. And we talked a lot about that at the time. We can reference that call. Today, we've got a couple that we've selected. Abbott Laboratories jumps to the top of the list as a firm that really falls into the category of serial acquire or roll-up scheme that we've talked about many times. Wall Street loves these firms because they generate a lot of fees for Wall Street, and Wall Street tends to do a pretty good job of keeping the stock propped up so that it has strong currency in terms of its own shares it can use to buy other companies and continue to generate more acquisition fees. This is a stock that has 16 out of the 20 analysts covering it, give it a strong buy, 3 a hold, no underperformer sell ratings, but the economics of the business have been in terrible decline. And the expectations baked into this valuation are super high, ridiculously high. Hard to make a straight-faced fundamental argument that you could ever should ever own this stock. That's one good example.
And yet that stock is in many portfolios, and it's considered very suitable, right? It passes the suitability standard without passing the fiduciary standard.
That's right. And I hope that investors take away is to make sure they understand the difference between suitable and fiduciary, or suitability and fiduciary. Because suitability is window dressing for I can do whatever I want in 1 minute because it may have been suitable at that point in time. But if it's not suitable at a later point in time, I'm not responsible because I did what was suitable at that point in time. It just basically kind of leaves a back door for people to get away with giving bad advice and selling annuities and things that really aren't in the best interest of the client.
That was one example, Abbott Labs. What's another?
Log Me In, ticker LOGM, 9 of the 11 analysts covering it give it a strong buy. There's just one hold. And, you know, these guys are all about acquisitions too. And the roll-up scheme is really one of the better examples, just because Wall Street is making money kind of coming and going on this. They're making money trading the stock. They're making money on the fees. And their analysts, of course, are positive on it, even if the business is effectively being ruined by all these acquisitions. And the way you ruin a business via acquisition, Chuck, is you just spend more money. You spend too much money. You spend more than you should. You pay $50 billion for $5 in cash flows, effectively. That's an extreme example. But you pay too much money for too little cash flow. It destroys shareholder value. We're seeing it for both Abbott Labs and LogMeIn. Dramatic declines in return on invested capital. For LogMeIn, we've seen return on invested capital go from 32% in 2015 to 2% in the last 12 months. And both stocks have really high expectations baked into their stock prices. LogMeIn, to justify $100 or $103, has to grow profit to nearly 30% for almost 15 years to justify its current price. The target price, you got to do 20 years at 30%. Egregious numbers. And you got to keep in mind, like, when you're growing at 30%, and the difference between the numbers at 15 years and the next 5 years, I mean, the 30% are huge amounts. So anyway, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. And again, you can see that stock. You could make a case that it's suitable for an investor. But as you dig in, you understand that the numbers don't work. Well, David, great stuff as always. I look forward to the opportunity to chat with you again. But people have got to take a look at the fiduciary rule and understand that if you let your guard down because the legislation is maybe going to let the guard stay lower than it should be, yeah, that's where you're going to wind up getting into trouble. And thanks for helping us get a look at how it actually impacts individual stock picks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information there. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.